Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, Lee. I'm here riding my seahorse.
Oh, yeah, you are. And you've given up the goods on what we're going to talk about this week, which doesn't surprise me because I've got someone who's grinning ear to ear sitting across from me when he heard what the topic was going to be this week. We're going to talk all about seahorses and what all is going on in the fish business when it comes to the captive breeding of fish as opposed to the live capture. And that's a huge event, isn't it, Rick?
It is. It is. You know, more than what you would think as far as the reason, okay, done properly and responsibly, pulling animals from the wild, just like taking down trees from the forest, isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it is one of those frustrating situations where when they don't cooperate and they don't live in captivity very well, it's kind of a pointless exercise, and it's something that should never be done. So we stopped bringing in imported seahorses years and years ago when we found that we just couldn't really keep them alive in any consistency because of the specialized diet they had. And so whether it's seahorses or others, there are great advancements in the hobby, and there is a great opportunity to kind of change the complexion and the everyday exposure to the marine fish keeping hobby.
Right. You know? Well, and it goes to what you've been saying to me, Rick, since you and I've been talking, because we talked all about my exploits back in the 80s when I was in the fish keeping business, and boy, I wasn't very good at it.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, it's a lot easier today. Right. I mean, a lot easier today to keep a marine reef aquarium with live thriving fish than it ever was back then, when we kind of put fish, unbeknownst to us, into pretty uncomfortable environments because they were taken out of the wild, and we removed the wild from them. We never brought it back. So what's beautiful today is no matter what the environment we're doing, we're bringing nature back into our aquariums and then putting the animals that live in that nature back in. And it's amazing, odd that that would be the case, huh? You know, but it's amazing that it's so successful. And it's as successful as any freshwater aquarium environment. And in many ways, because the environment itself develops its own, and it's almost like growing a garden underwater, we have very little upkeep when it comes to the actual. You don't have any decorations to clean or rocks to scrub. It all does it for you.
Which is a wonderful thing. And to talk about the topic, you've arranged for a real expert this week. We're going to talk with Vince Rado, who works for a company called ORA. And these guys are the specialists when it comes to shipping out and making these great animals arrive at stores like Preuss Pets so that people like me can come in and buy them and fill my tank. So it's going to be a fascinating conversation. If you like saltwater fish and if you like seahorses or are interested, give a listen right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.